Poetry is probably older than any other form of art, and computer technology is probably younger than any other form of science. On the surface, poets and computer whizzes wouldn't seem to have much in common, not even the way they use the language. But this week, a group of literary computer literates has published an online electronic journal of poetry on the Internet Computer Network. Makes you wonder, if Shakespeare had had a Macintosh PowerBook, would he have used it to compose his sonnets? Martin Spinelli has been pondering such thoughts in Buffalo, New York.
The familiar sound of a computer booting up and logging on to a network may be the sound of how we access the poetry of the future.
This is RIFT, the first online electronic hypertextual poetry journal. We publish it via the internet, a table of contents to version 1.1. We have poetry by Charles Bernstein, Susan Schultz, Jorge Guitart, Richard Castellanets, Robert Kelly, Michael Joyce, lots of other people.
Ken Sherwood, the creator of RIFT, demonstrates the new electronic journal of poetry and theory. The Internet, a communication network originally designed to connect government research institutions in the 1970s, may seem an unlikely place to find poetry. But its huge and growing readership is what appeals to the editors of RIFT. Loss Glazier, a subject librarian at the State University of New York at Buffalo, and co-editor of RIFT.
The Internet, which is the world's largest computer network, presently has approximately 10 million users. However, it's been doubling in size since 1988. And if this trend continues, it doesn't take much advanced mathematics to figure out that the Internet would have over a billion users by the turn of the century. This isn't any kind of futuristic scenario, since the turn of the century is only 7 years away.
While Glazier admits it is difficult to guess exactly how many people will read poetry on the Internet, he does feel certain it will cause us to rethink how we read and publish books and journals. Glazier says the Internet may also change the way we write. Programs on the Internet can analyze grammar and style and allow access to computerized library systems around the world. But what might be more important, says Glazier, is the potential for the computer and the network to revolutionize creative and scholarly writing by making genuine collaboration possible.
On the creative end, collaborative writing has much greater implications. Since the text you transmit has a different kind of value than a text that's printed, it's as if your voice is or your writing is thrown into a kind of throng. Something can be published which invites all kinds of responses and all kinds of textual input. RIFT is hoping to extend this idea by encouraging this kind of interactive writing.
Poet Charles Bernstein, who is considered the father of what has been called language poetry, has a poem published in this first issue of RIFT. Bernstein has a love-hate relationship with the idea of poetry in electronic space, and says he is working to understand the implicit ideology of the Internet.
Computers actually make the process of reading and writing more difficult, I think. But because it's more difficult, there's no reason to hold it against them. That is to say, I'm interested in the resistances, the difficulties, and the particularities and peculiarities of electronic communication. There's a term that they use in the field called transocclusion, which means taking things across a barrier. This occlusion, this barrier that's going to be set up, will be something like toll booths on a highway. You'll have to either pay for or show some kind of identification to get various forms of information.
Benjamin Friedlander, a poet and critic from Oakland, California, still writes with an Olympia manual typewriter. He worries that a fascination with technology may overshadow genuine poetic exploration.
If we're talking about writing poetry, then the issues involved in writing are not problems that have to do with poetry, but are the issues of technology. And those issues might be perfectly fascinating, but the poem may not be the place in which they are best resolved or pursued. And so in that sense, I think that it's mostly a distraction.
Poetry, says Friedlander, is a craft that is already obsolete, and this fact cannot be hidden in a microchip.
Randall Jarrell says in his novel that the poet is a blacksmith, and that it's a perfectly respectable art, but that being a blacksmith is now an anachronism. And in that sense, the way that the poem functions, it doesn't relate to the world in a contemporary manner. It relates to the world in the same way it did thousands of years ago. The technology of words being used and using their own sound to create something on the page is thousands of years old, and nothing changes that. Nothing changes that technology. That technology remains the same. The computer doesn't change it.
Experiments like the poetry journal Rift are new to the internet, and like everything else on the network, it uses the hardware for free. But there has recently been talk of the privatization and commercialization of the internet. Such a decision might make experiments like Rift just a blip on the screen of technology. For the Christian Science Monitor, this is Martin Spinelli in Buffalo, New York.